Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. Brothers and sisters, from the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will, through the spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with every power, in accord with His glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Hear that word, brothers and sisters. Really hear it. Not just say, oh yeah, yeah, I got the words, but hear it for yourself. That God, through Christ, has come to draw us to Himself, to teach us, to help us to live as He lived. I don't mean in the early days of that time, but just in the simplicity of His life, His love for others, His care for other people. Think of that. We don't have the gift of healing to heal other people yet, but who knows what God will do? So, brothers and sisters, please, please draw near to Him. Just say, Lord, perhaps I haven't been to Mass in a few weeks, and I'm tired, and I'm too busy, and something's out of place in your life. God is first, work is second. See what you can do about it. See if there's anything you could do make it better for you, for your family. Ask God. He delivered us from the power of darkness. He transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I'm underscoring that, brothers and sisters. I want you to hear what God has done for us in Christ and how He wants us with Him. But to do that, we have to live a life, not that we're perfect, not at all, but seeking to live the gospel, reading the gospel every day. Get a booklet where you can have the readings for every day of each month and pray that God will help you, because He will. Psalm 98 tells us the Lord has made known His salvation. He's made His salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed His justice. He has remembered His kindness and His faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. That's what God wants us to do. First thing in the morning is to come before Him, even though we're tired, while we're just barely awake. It's just to turn and say, Lord, I love you. Help me today to do what is right. Help me to do what is good. And then take a look at the Gospels. Start out with Matthew, and then Mark, then Luke, then John. Read the Gospels slowly. You could take a week or two on one Gospel, even though it doesn't seem like there's that many words, but think of what the words mean. God wants you with Him. He wants you to enter and walk with Him. And He gives us the blessed opportunity of serving him. That's what we want. He will care for us and our needs. I know some of us have very difficult needs. Every day say, Lord, help me. Show me, Lord. Somebody might come to you and give you an idea. Who knows how God will do it, but if you ask God every day, please help me in this situation, he hears your prayer. And if you honestly mean it, he will hear you and answer you. So let's take a look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, notice that they were pressing in on Jesus and listening to the work of God. He was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water now and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said to him in reply, "Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing. They signaled to him, to their partners in the other boats, to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. He was calling them to be the first disciples, to preach the gospel. What a gift, and they didn't even know at that point what a gift it was. Brothers and sisters, God has given us the gospel. Read the New Testament thoroughly, then read it again. Then read it a third time. And you should probably take 2 or 3 weeks on every gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You'll see the differences. You'll see the things that they saw as so important. You'll see the way people see it will be different. But you'll see how Jesus cared for them and led them and helped them. And you know, brothers and sisters, that's what he wants to do today for us. He wants to help us. We don't have the privilege of seeing him, but he sees us and he knows us. Brothers and sisters, I want you to sit before God. Just sit before God and say, "Lord, help me to follow you. Help me to follow your gospel. I have a different kind of job. I have different kinds of work. But help me to put my faith in you and my faith in your word the first place." You don't have to read the entire gospel, just one section of it every day. Go Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I think I've said this to you once before, but I want to say it again. Take time and read the gospel. I also came across this reading of Pope Benedict's, and he says this: "This venturing on his word is also today and always the imperative condition for the apostolate, again and again, we shall have to cast our nets at his word, even when it seems foolish. Again and again, it is a question of regarding his word as more real than that which alone counts as real for us. Statistics, technology, public opinion. Often it will seem to us as if it is really already the 10th hour, and we must put off the hour of Jesus. But it is precisely in this way that it can be the hour of his presence. God wants to speak to our hearts through his word. Something will hit you, something, as I've said to you before, something will have meaning to you. Just stop there then and read that portion. Ask God to help you. Show him your own poverty. Show him how you want to learn, to listen to his word, and the work of the Holy Spirit to make that work embedded in our heart. That's what God wants to do. He wants we don't just hear with our ears, but we hear with our mind. We hear with our heart. That's how God wants us to hear his word. It takes time. It takes a lot of practice. But brothers and sisters, it's worth it, because this is the living word of God. This is the living word. It doesn't die. It's living. It says living as it was when he spoke to the first apostles who became his apostles. When he first spoke to them, that word lives now in my heart. Brothers and sisters, if there's a verse or two, now notice I said a verse or two, I would encourage you, if it's particularly good for you to remember, write it down on a card. I've said this to you before, but I want to say it again. Put it on a card and put it in some book or put it in your wallet, somewhere where you have easy access to it, your purse, so that you can look at it through the day. Because God often wants to draw us closer to him through his word. Always he will draw us closer through his word if we are willing to listen, willing to wait on him. Don't expect a cloud to come down from heaven. It doesn't work that way. It's a quiet whisper. A thought comes to our mind, or thought comes to our heart, which means we have to get some quiet time every day so that we can hear the Lord. Sometimes we're so busy we have no time. That can happen here and there a day, but not when it becomes a habit. You need to hear the Lord. You need to hear his voice, because his voice leads to eternal life. And I want to be with you in heaven together. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.